It is graduation season, which means it is advice season. Our seniors are in the thick of it. Their parents and family are in the thick of it. Some of you were in the thick of it. You're probably getting different sets of advice at different periods of your life. It may have been some years since some of you were in advice season, but you know what it's like in those moments to hear all those incoming messages and try to sort them out. Right? Follow your dreams, explore your passion, don't let anyone change you. Go study something practical. Please don't move back. Lots of different pieces of advice we hear, and especially tailored toward what you should study, where you should go, what kind of career you should pick. And those are all really important things. And I'm glad for wise counsel that our seniors are receiving during this time. But I'm not sure those are the main questions. I think there's a deeper question below all of those. And that is, what should I care about? What should I care about? Because that shapes so much of what we do. What should I pay attention to? What should move my heart? And that question doesn't go away once you reach full adulthood. We just get better at hiding it. And life continues to move on, and we sometimes forget to ask the question, what should I care about? That's the question that the book of Jonah left us with when we finished it last week. What should I care about? Just to recap the story, a prophet of God gets asked to go preach to a group of people he wants nothing to do with. And he runs away. And eventually he finds himself hitting rock bottom. And God rescues him with a big fish and sends him back. And now Jonah begrudgingly embraces his mission, goes and preaches, hopes that the city will be destroyed. And God relents and does not destroy the people. And Jonah moves away from that group of people, goes to sit on the outside of the city, hoping that God will change his mind again and, in fact, destroy these people that he hates. And while he's sitting out there, God sends him a shade plant, and he takes it away. And then God sends a worm and some wind to torment him. And we're left at the end of the book with this question from God. You may remember it from last week. Jonah chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. God says to Jonah, you have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who can't tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals? Pay attention to that biting indictment. You, Jonah, have been concerned about the plant. So Jonah cares about his comfort and his shade and his circumstances. And contrast that with the last line where God asks, should I not have concern for Nineveh? Jonah is upset about something that lasted a day, and he's indifferent about something that lasts for generations. Because God cares about 120,000 people and a city and even the animals. Jonah's problem is not apathy. It's not that he doesn't care about anything. It's that he cares about the wrong things. And the book ends with the question, should I not be concerned about Nineveh? There's no resolution there. There's no answer in Jonah. But the rest of Scripture keeps answering that question. If we jump to the New Testament and the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew tells us about a story, really just an interlude between concrete events, but as a by the way, Matthew tells us in chapter 9, verses 35 and 36, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Notice the different responses to crowds of people in need. Jonah goes away from the people. Jesus stands among the crowds of people. Jonah is angry about the crowds. Jesus is moved when he sees the crowds. The same kind of world, but a completely different heart. Now, there are many things we can measure in tests or inventories that you might take. Introvert or extrovert, task-oriented, people-oriented, Enneagram this, Enneagram that. But concern for other people is not a personality trait that it's okay for some to have and others not to have. It's not, well, you know, some people are just wired more that way. Concern for other people is a reflection of God's heart. This is what God is like. So the question isn't, do you care about anything? Apathy is not what we're talking about here. The question is, do you care about what God cares about? So to our seniors, you're going to step into a world that cares a lot about image and success, status, security, comfort. Those are not evil. They're just not ultimate. Some of you may have seen video clips floating around of former Senator Ben Sasse. He was a senator from Nebraska from 2015 to 2023, and then briefly served as president of the University of Florida. My take on him is that he was a principled pragmatist in D.C. in an era when partisanship continues to become more extreme and character matters less and less. This past December, at 52 years of age, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He's been receiving treatments that have extended his life, but his prognosis is still pretty bleak. But during the last month or two, he's been giving interviews, and they're very reflective, and they've been meaningful to me. And I just want you to watch this brief clip from one of his interviews.
If you had another 30 years, what would your priority be?
I would travel a little bit less for work. I have kind of three different work histories, but one of them was I was a road warrior as a strategy consultant and private equity guy for a while. And I spent way too many nights in hotel rooms. And I don't know if my family even knows this, but I never really threw away any of my hotel keys. I'd come back from every trip and I threw them in a box in a closet in my office. And there are thousands and thousands of hotel room keys. And sometimes I just look at it and feel a heaviness of regret. I would make better decisions about that.
Sasse is a pretty famous example. But time after time, when dying Christians reflect on their lives, they say the same kinds of things. And yet we don't talk about those kinds of things when we're in advice season for seniors. What you care about will shape who you become. So there's kind of two paths. There's the Jonah path, who's self-centered, thinks about himself, worries about his own comfort, and is not moved by the plight of anyone else, has no concern for other people. And there's the Jesus path, who sees crowds in need and doesn't move away from them, but his heart is touched with compassion, and he's moved to respond to those people. So the invitation is not, well, just pick one or the other. The invitation is just this: ask God to broaden what you care about. It's not that I shouldn't care about my own future and my own success. It's just that I shouldn't care only about those things. I think more than the school we choose or the career that's ahead of us, I think more important in our formation is who we become toward other people. So may that be the words we leave our seniors with. May that be the words we all live by. We would be like Jesus and show compassionate concern for others. Let's stand and sing.